I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends. Welcome, everybody. Today, we are very excited. We have John Schaefer here from The Village Idiot, founder and owner, and
everything.
Welcome, right?
Well, yeah, great to be here. Back on Hot Rockets.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, John.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, The Idiot is a long-standing staple of my growing up.
That means I'm old, I guess.
You know, we're all getting there.
Right.
We're all getting there. So take us back. When and how did this all start? How did it come about?
Well, you know, I guess growing up in the late 70s, 80s, the bars in Michigan were 18. You
mm-hmm,
know, so
right.
You got, you know, if you were 16 and had keys, you might be able to get served the
yep.
fifth, you know. So mm-hmm. I had a lot of bar experience, and I was always looking for something maybe a little different that would focus more on, you know, some maybe more eclectic music, or not really eclectic, but just different mm-hmm. than the top 40, what mm-hmm. you normally hear. And so it kind of just grew out of that, you know, looking for a place with a little bit, you know, better music, you know, to my styles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when you are the first and original owner of The Idiot,
yep.
correct? So did you automatically start with music, or was it just like a bar, come on in?
Well, you know, it was like all the money was all in. You know, you couldn't really get a loan for that, but luckily it was like a land contract, and the old bar was called Brother Baker's and been there for a long time. And it was going through a particularly kind of difficult time in my life at you know, early 90s, and a friend of mine took me out on Thanksgiving to play some shuffleboard. And we went in there because at that time, hardly anybody was open on Thanksgiving. And it was just a really cool place, you know, and I kind of, you know, fell in love with it. And I bartended through college. I worked for the great Arnie Elzey mm-hmm. for many years, a couple different.
Good old Arnie's,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and that was like the one job that
That's why you look familiar.
Is that Lori was racking her brain?
I was stalking you on Facebook, and I was looking at your younger pictures.
I don't do
pictures.
Facebook, yeah.
There's pictures of you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you don't even know it.
Yeah.
I get hacked.
But they were younger, and I said that to Wendy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, I know him from somewhere.
Arnie's was a place to be back then. That was like, you're busy, but yeah.
Oh, man, it was like, mm-hmm. it was a great place to work. It mm-hmm. was like, you know, entertainment, and you made some really good money, met a lot of good friends, still have some great friends from there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What was the original name of your
the original place was called Brother Baker's.
Same location?
Yep, same location.
And,
you know, it's an old bank building.
Yeah, you could kind of tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like built,
that's
like
my question. Uh-huh. I have to interrupt you. Uh-huh. How did you come up with the decorating for the place and the whatever that thing
eclectic,
is called.
Eclecticness.
Yeah, like, because
yeah.
Well,
when you walk in there, it is like a museum.
And
like
there's
you
a
sit
ton
just,
more stuff to put up that I don't have yet.
It's
up
just
yet.
Amazing.
It is. I love to just sit there and look around,
know.
It's
honestly.
Just weirdness, random weirdness that I like that just kind of make me laugh and mm-hmm. something like that.
Kind of nostalgia,
know.
Too.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
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 That's very cool.
The building kind of came with the soul. You know, it was really a neat place. You know, I just, you know, although it was a bank built, probably on the start of the Depression, you know, which, mm-hmm. I don't know, not a great sign, but no, it suited us, yeah.
Yeah, so all right, so then you started The Idiot, and where'd you get the name?
I had the name before I had the bar. I just thought it was kind of good to, mm-hmm. you know, not take yourself too serious,
yeah.
and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, we love the name. I mean, everything about it, it's... like I said, yeah. it's a staple. So,
and every village has an idiot.
Right, right.
Right? Or a few, yeah. So then who was the first musician that ever sang there?
That's going to be, all right, two things in the old Rolodex. The first thing was like the first one that we charged a cover for, because that was a totally different step. Mm-hmm. But the first one, I think it was Bobby and John Borelli.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Well, Bobby May and John Borelli, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're still there.
27.
Well, you know, yes, yeah. every once in a while, John and I will have a falling out. We always seem to get back together. Right. It's not so much. Yeah, it's just.
If we were on another podcast, right. Can I tell you stories?
Part two. Part two.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but he's a great friend.
Yeah. And then who was the, when you charged cover, who was that?
It was like really an obscure band out of Cleveland that, you know, just kind of was calling and, you know, they kind of sold me on him having some sort of following or whatever. And, you know, it was the start. It was probably what kept us able to do it, you know, because seven nights, we don't do it, you know, every night, but on the weekends, it just helps to defray some of the cost.
100%. Right, yeah. I think that, you know, you are the only business that I know of that has music seven nights a week, correct?
Yes.
I think that's huge. I don't.
And I can't believe I never played there.
I know.
And I don't know if our music would quite fit.
Oh. You could make it fit.
I'll do it. If I had a guaranteed booking at the Village Idiot, I would redo my set list.
There you go.
What kind of stuff you do?
More nowadays stuff. A lot of Lady Gaga, Melissa Etheridge, Pat Benatar.
It's just,
look at me trying to get a booking on the podcast.
Well,
Excuse me.
We got this.
I'd be cool with that.
So, you know, one of the most famous people I remember, of course, playing there was Crystal Bowersox. How did that happen?
Well, she kind of, Bobby May and Frankie May were playing, you know, all different little towns. And I think she came up and played with them on a set, just kind of out of the crowd. And then they started carting her around.
Really?
You know, for a while,
I had no idea.
They were on American Idol with her.
Mm-hmm. And now here we are. You know, I have not made it into the Day Drinkers the Friday that they come in. Every time I go, there's a line out the door.
Really?
Can you get me in? Can I?
Definitely.
Can I not wait at
all? Yep. Yeah, we'll give you a secret knock. There's a secret knock. Now that the back door is open again because the LE just got finished.
Now you know the real reason why you were asked to be on the podcast.
Right.
I want to sing there. Wendy wants to go day
drinking.
There it
is.
I want to listen to the Day Drinkers.
I thought you had a short cancel. You know, something that you
not at all.
You're scrambling.
Not one bit. No, I've wanted to, you know,
you've been on the list for a long time.
I think my son Nick, right, Scott? Did he not live upstairs?
Oh, God.
I think he lived upstairs for a while. It wasn't.
Could have. I'm you know, sure we were told that that was no longer. We were told.
You know, it wasn't because of him.
I lived on two basement floors.
No, he's a big fan and, of course, a good supporter. And you guys have been good to him, too, carrying his beer and whatnot.
It's been fun.
So I look forward to Acoustics for Autism. You guys are big supporters of that, and I know that you know it's one of our favorite events. Lori plays at it, and
we can never get in there either.
We can never. So that's the other reason you're here.
We need VIP passes all the time for the Idiot, where we just walk in.
Yeah. No, but seriously, you give back to the community a lot.
I don't think a lot of people know that. Well, that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it always comes back to you. It's probably for selfish reasons, maybe, you know, because it always seems to come back. So, anytime you can help. Because, I've been in a lot of situations myself, you know, a time where it's I have a lot of empathy for people, you know, any kind of situation.
Right. No, and every time I work for hospice part-time, too, and you don't know this, but I've come in and Nikki's donated many times to us, so I just really appreciate the philanthropy that you guys do.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. So, what advice would you have for anybody wanting to get into this business?
Well, you got to hustle. You got to hustle a lot. That was like the biggest part was, you know, when we started, we were really fortunate to start when the internet was just starting to explode. You know, because prior to that, you would have to print up flyers for bands,
go
find a cool spot, you know, and try to hang. I mean, that was like an entirely different way of doing things. So luckily, at the time we were doing that, the internet was taking off, so it was a lot easier to reach people, you know, and the bands did a lot of heavy lifting with their fan base and stuff. So you just got to stay in there and just keep, you know.
Plugging along.
See, I'm doing a weave here.
A weave. I love it. Yeah, you know, see the first one that has said, don't do it? Ever we say, what advice do you have to get into the business? And most everybody has gone, don't do it.
It was really the only thing I felt like I could do.
Yes.
There's so many things I can't do. I found that out. Like, no. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I always enjoyed bartending, you know. Mm-hmm. And
Well, I always wanted to be a bartender.
It was fun.
I'm a really, really, really good waitress.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be a bartender.
It was fun. Yeah. It was a great time.
Did you ever bartend, Wendy?
I did at the Village Inn.
Oh.
Back a long time ago. But I wasn't really, really good. I was great at pouring beer and cracking open bottles. I mixing drinks. I could take some classes on, I think. But I was fast, and I wasn't lazy. So.
They're all the same, just a little variation. Okay. You can't worry too much.
I swear, so now it seems like they're all so fancy, and they're like there's balls blowing up on them and smoke.
And
oh,
and
I
those
don't know
bubbles, the guns.
Yeah.
Pew.
I used to
tell the staff, if you don't know how to make it, don't try to fake it with mm-hmm. it, but ask the customer. If they don't know what's in their drink, then they got to be, just drinking it straight out of the bottle or something. Yeah, if they can't tell you the ingredients, so.
That's a good point.
Now you can Google it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's true.
Right.
Google everything.
How do I make an old fashioned?
it's changed everything,
Everything.
That's true. Yeah, I used to drive a lot, be lost half the time driving from one, here to there. No more GPS. I've got so much more free time.
Yes. But how did we find everywhere? You didn't.
No.
I found my places.
I used the Atlas Roadmap.
I used a big Atlas, and I went to the gas stations a lot. Men don't do that. No. Men don't go in and go, how do I get here?
Yeah. I had a real hard time with maps. It was like, man, I wish I knew a little bit more about what these things
what
mean.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Whitmer.
Oh, yeah, I went to Start.
Okay. Yeah, down the street there.
Yeah.
I'm not from here.
No.
She says that she's lived here like 80 years, 40 years now.
33.
So it's close.
I was telling Wendy that when I looked at the little website link that she sent, I go, oh, that's really cool, because I thought you were the alter ego of her, because you were from New York and she was more of a head Midwestern sensibility. So when you put the sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm. He has a whole other
but
concept
you're
on it.
You're actually two different people, so that's really cool.
We get confused a lot. We do.
Especially if she has her glasses on.
Yeah. If I
Are you guys sisters?
Yeah.
Are you guys sisters?
And we just say yes. Yes.
Finally, we started saying yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have another friend who's like, you two look nothing alike.
Oh,
we're like, okay, well, we can't help
don't
it.
Don't get angry.
I would have to bet, 51% that you were sisters, just if I had to choose.
Safe bet. We have a lot.
It's okay. At least we love each other.
Yeah. It's hard working with. How is it? Here's a good question. We know how difficult it can be to work with your best friend. How is it working with your wife? I mean, she's awesome. Seem to be doing great.
Right. And, she's probably working on her second or third work husband, at the time, But it's like a different thing. Once I kind of left the everyday stuff over there. Mm-hmm. Just in the whenever it was, mm-hmm. Some years ago, mm-hmm. because it was just such a great place to be with the gravity, the drinks go down a little too good. And it was like, man, I couldn't take care of the business then if I was there till 2:30, 3 o'clock and trying to find a piece of paper that I need to get, scanned and sent to some agency. So it kind of balances.
Figure out how to delegate the things.
Yeah.
That's key.
I miss it.
Well, no, that's a good point, though. I often wonder because it's, I think it seems like the bar life could take you down fast if you don't get it under control quickly.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. That's, there's like, a lot of different mm-hmm. options out there today for people, we've seen like trends have changed a lot, too, with mm-hmm. the way people drink. I don't think they're drinking quite as much,
More for the atmosphere and coming in and socializing. Well, COVID did a number on everybody, don't you think?
Yeah, it was that was really
changed the way we kind of did things for a while, obviously, and then we're just now getting back into it.
I'm not even sure. Yeah,
you don't think? I think
people changed.
They did too.
Really, really do.
Mm-hmm. I think 10 o'clock is like the new midnight.
It seems.
We all got older. I like going to bed at 10 at night.
Also, Uber Eats and all the other stuff was just starting to come around. Mm-hmm. So now. People can get, before you were kind of limited to what you could get delivered. Now it's like
everything delivered. Anything. You're right.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. I do worry about, people not going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Business has been okay, though?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, you guys are out. Okay, well, that's good to hear. Well, we love it. We're really glad you came.
Oh, it's great.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really nice meeting you and getting to know you. Usually we know the people that come on.
Yeah, come on, right. I'm kind of a recluse. You know,
we'll have to have a part two, and you can tell us some stories.
Like, there's a few.
We'll start with Phil, maybe, or whoever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a good one on Phil. It's a good, you know, but he's a great guy.
He is a great guy. Right. So will you come back?
Oh, God, love to.
Oh, we have one question for you, too.
We have a question for you. So, why would you consider yourself our cool new friend?
It's kind of a stacked question.
Okay. All right. Well,
like, why are you so cool? Why are you not the village idiot?
Is it cool to say you're cool?
What did I say that one time?
It's cool to be cool. That's the song. It's cool to be kind. I don't know.
Right. Well, Nick Lowe, I think. Yeah, right. Right. Oh, that's a tough one. You know, we just try to be a little different. You know, it's like just veer a bit, you know, kind of listen to some things that aren't always played. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm saying right now.
No, I know what you mean. It's hard. It's a difficult question.
It is difficult. You know, I mean,
you guys are unique.
You should have given me a heads up on that.
Well, I didn't talk to you. That's Wendy's fault. I gave our other guest.
I don't tell them the question, but I told you to listen to the podcast.
Well, it's kind of weird to talk about yourself.
I understand. I understand. Well, we're really, really glad to know you, and we love The Village Idiot.
Thank you.
And how can everybody find who's playing where or when? I mean,
you know. Sometimes we have it on the website. Sometimes we have it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get it in the city paper.
Mm-hmm. I think you're pretty good about posting a picture of your chalkboard on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's always on the chalkboard.
It's where I go right to them. Like, you take a pic.
You could probably answer that one better than, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it was a great time.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad you'll come back. And
for sure.
Thanks for coming in.
Great.
Yes, thank you. Joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends, I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Piper, our executive producer, and
Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners and administered by the Arts Commission.